Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
I'm feeling a little irritated.
I can feel a rant coming on, Coxie. What are you irritated about?
I'm not going to rant at all. I'm feeling irritated because I've been stood up.
Ooh.
Mm.
Did he send you flowers afterwards?
No.
Oh, no, that's right. You're married. Yes. Have you ever been stood up for a date?
No, I don't think I've ever actually been on a proper date.
There you go. If the builder is listening.
This is something we try to do so many times.
Take your wife on a proper date.
We have date nights. Don't get me wrong. We go out for tea and stuff.
But that's
I mean
a bit different,
like,
isn't it?
A date where...
Like a courting.
Yeah. He turns up to the door with flowers and takes me on a date. That's not happened. Did you ever take Amy on a date?
I don't know. She wasn't one for dinner and movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that as an excuse to not do it.
That's not surprising.
Oh, thank you. We have date nights now as well because we're an old married couple. But yeah, we courted. We definitely courted.
Same, but it was never in the form of, I don't know, I can't remember ever going on a date, like a proper soppy romantic television date.
Are you really up for that sort of stuff though?
To be wooed, hell yeah.
No, but to go on a date. Like, are you pick you up at 7, take you out to a restaurant, do that sort of thing?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I'm not doing it.
And I've been married twice. Like, this is my second go around and it didn't happen on the first either.
Well, you know, there might be something in that.
Mm.
There's a common denominator there, Nicole.
Yes, it's more me.
Ooh, I just called you Nicole. That felt weird.
It is weird.
Very formal.
Do our podcast listeners even know who you're talking to?
Yeah. Who's this Nicole chick you just mentioned? She's not even in the room.
You call me Nicole when you're shitty.
Yeah, like your mother or something.
Yes.
G'day, listeners. This is the Tradies in Business podcast. You gathered that because it's in the feed and it says that it is. I wonder if sometimes episodes get mixed up across shows and people start listening to an episode of, Great Murder Mysteries of the World and they accidentally get the Teletubbies episode 394.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what the fuck's going on here? This is supposed to be Great Murder Mysteries.
We were obsessed.
Someone should murder the Teletubbies.
With Teletubbies in our house.
Really? I can't stand it.
Daughter, the eldest, Raquel. Oops, I shouldn't say her name. She'll be in.
Oh, she'll be mortified. Now. Oh, my gosh, Mom, you mentioned my name.
She was well into Teletubbies. Big time.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It is. Poe was her favorite, the red one. And we bought her a Poe doll for a birthday. She lost it or something happened to it and they had to send her a new one. But they were awesome. The company sent out one of all of the Teletubbies.
Probably because they lost kind. They lost the note that said which one. I was like, shit, we'll just send her one of everything.
I don't remember what it was for or I can't remember the details. That's a long time ago now. But, yeah, we were obsessed in our house. Mm. That and remember the movie A Bug's Life?
Yes, loved that.
So did she.
Hmm.
I could quote every word.
All right. What are we? That's right. You got stood up. You're unhappy. You're irritated. Irritated is the word you used.
Irritated.
For being stood up. I don't know. Yeah, I've been stood up before. I've been stood up by prospective clients.
Mm-hmm.
I found it a bit crushing, actually, particularly in the sales scenario where.
That would be.
I was probably.
You're all keyed up and ready to go.
Probably a pretty good sign that I didn't do a very good job of establishing rapport.
No.
But yeah, turned up and it's like, oh no, he's gone to a meeting or out to lunch with someone. It's like, oh, did you have an appointment? It's like, yeah, I booked it and I confirmed it and I texted and it was all good and now he's not here.
Well, that kind of happened to us 3 times today, didn't it?
We've had a shocking day for show-ups.
It's been a terrible day. And it included a 4 a.m. wake up just to be here on time in the Toowoomba studio for one guest.
Yes. And
who didn't and show.
Me and one other listener were very excited about that interview.
Yes. Sorry, Jason.
So, yeah, I was pretty disappointed with that. And that's actually the 3rd time that guest had rescheduled. So I'm curious, what do people do? Like, what do you do when someone stands you up? Do you take it as a sign that that's it? we're done? Or is it, oh, well, you know, mistakes happen and people get busy and things crop up or calendar appointments get mixed up, but do they?
Good question.
Do they? What do would you they tell actually get mixed up?
Your clients?
Well, see, I would, like my clients, you mean?
Yeah.
So I would say suck it up, get over it and rebook.
Okay, if I'm you not want your
the
client.
Business, if you want the business, just go rebook, right?
I agree. That's what I would tell most people in this case. I'm not sure I'm going to follow that advice.
Except this morning, we both went, like we had two people. Well, one stood us up with a couple of hours notice. The other one.
At 2 a.m. in the morning.
There was a weird, well, that's because they were in a different time zone, to be fair. But the other one was just a, that felt weird. It was like, nah, man, you got the wrong time zone. It's like, no, I'm looking at Time B on the internet and it says this is the time in your time zone. So I don't know what fucking time zone you're in, but it's not that one.
He was just quite aggressive.
And so I felt like.
See ya.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder if he listens to this episode.
Well, if you're listening, sir, perhaps you should get your time zones right.
He might be saying the same about us.
No, that's okay. He pitched us, not the other way around.
He did send me a screenshot of his computer saying, here you go, man. This is what my computer says.
Oh, like, I hope you send one back with yours.
You're very irritated about this, aren't you? Anyway, I don't know. I got out of bed at 4:30 this morning feeling fantastic. And then it kind of fizzled a bit.
It has fizzled.
Yeah. We just got really shitty and stood in my kitchen and whinged a lot.
Did we whinge, though?
No. No, we just got very sharky.
We did get sharky and we came up with a great plan of attack.
But I think there's been some really good stuff come out of that.
Yeah, it was all for a reason.
Because it actually helped us get clear on, well, who do we want to talk to on the show? And who are we wanting to serve? So I think sometimes these things that irritate you, Coxie, are opportunities for you to work on your stuff.
Okay. It's always Coxie working on her stuff.
As I look at you out the side of my head, because I can't really, if I turn my head and look at you, I get really quiet. So I have to point my face into the microphone.
Maybe people would like you to get really quiet. Like this. Yes.
That's what's known as dead air. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to edit it out. that's what it's like to be stood up. Ready? This is what it feels like to be stood up on a sales call. It's really uncomfortable.
It's not nice. And it's really stupid when we're sitting here in the office and the two of us are on the computer ready to go in our meeting space and nobody's coming.
We had our meeting face on.
We did. I've got a meeting face. You listeners can't see it.
Do you have a ranty face?
I don't know. I'm sure my children would tell you I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a mum face?
I'm sure I've got a mum face. I do a great glare.
A glare, a mum glare.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez, I hope I never get the mum glare. I don't think I've had that from you yet.
No.
Have you ever given your clients...
Leave your clothes in my laundry on the floor or you don't...
Well, I think I'd be getting glares from your husband if I did that.
Probably.
I'd be getting husband glares.
Sorry, listeners, this is getting noisy. My mic just dropped.
Can you stop playing with your floppy thing? Yeah, I think if I kept leaving my socks and shorts in your laundry, the builder would start to get a bit sus about our business meetings.
Probably.
Ooh, that rightly got a bit, so. That got a bit like borderline inappropriate, didn't it?
It nearly did. Good thing it's a Friday.
So, listener, hello. Listener, what do you do? Have you ever been stood up? What do you do? What did you do about it?
Mm.
Did you just suck it up and get on with it? Or did you take it as a sign that they really didn't like you and that they didn't want to talk to you? Or, I don't know, did you sit in your car and cry for half an hour? And
that's a bit dramatic.
Be personally crushed? I don't know. I was pretty crushed the first time it happened to me. I was only a young bloke. I was a building rep back in the 90s, showing my age. And
you're old, Warwick. Everybody knows you're old.
Come on, I was 13.
Sure.
But yeah, I'd driven to an appointment. See, I still remember it. I don't hold grudges or anything. I just still crushed. My heart's still broken.
You poor baby.
And drove out there and I just thought, oh, I just felt so fucking stupid. I literally just felt ridiculous.
Why did you feel ridiculous?
Because I'm sure the receptionist like smirked and did that like snorty, yeah, no, he's not here. And I was probably overreading the situation.
I think you've read a lot into this one.
Lacking a bit of self-confidence.
Perhaps.
The therapy over the last 20 years has really helped, though.
That's why you feel fine about today and I'm a bit ranty.
Yeah. My therapist said, just go to your happy place, Warwick.
What is in your happy place? Beer. Can we segue this into something far more important, though?
I don't know. It's a Fuck It Friday episode. Are we going to get serious now?
Just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be a point to what we do.
I don't know if there's a point to anything we do.
There's a point to everything we do.
Just ask I can't think of a religion that thinks there's no point. Anyway, let's not go. Let's not talk religion.
It's getting dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Please deliver hate mail to warwick@tradiesandbusiness.com.
Leaving my shorts in your laundry, that's fine. But talking about religion, that's out of bounds.
So true. So true.
Anywho, what do you want to talk about that's serious?
Oh, I really wanted to segue into tradies who turn up early.
Oh, my gosh. Is that what's irritating you?
No, I'm not feeling irritated, honestly.
Who would possibly have an issue with tradies turning up early?
I know. It's a good question.
Everyone complains about them being late.
I think most people think, oh, it'd be great if they're early. But if they're an hour and a half early,
you suddenly have
to change your entire day's plans to fit in the tradie being there then. An hour and a half early.
They weren't looking through your bathroom window, were they?
No.
Because that's not early, that's stalking.
No stalking.
An hour and a half.
Mm, they were really, really early, so I had to change my plans, which meant I missed out on boot camp.
Did they call you to say they were going to be early?
Nope.
No text?
Nope.
Email?
Nope.
Just turned up?
Just knocked on the door rung the doorbell.
So what time of day?
They were there at 8 o'clock and they were meant to be there at 9:30.
Ooh,
so I was just about to walk out the door.
So their first job cancelled and they thought they'd go to you instead.
Yeah.
So what was the explanation? Any?
There wasn't one.
Just turned up, rang the doorbell and went, we're here to do the job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
That's actually pretty shit.
It is a bit shit. And there was no, is it okay if we do it now? Or wouldn't you just call? Like, I'm stuck.
Well,
I'm,
I would.
I don't actually, I'm one of those homeowners that is quite comfortable with tradies being in my house if I'm not there.
Especially if they leave their shorts in your bathroom.
Or on the floor. But when they're there to do a short job, I'd rather stay because I'd prefer to lock up behind them, if that makes sense.
Oh, I'm totally down with that.
Mm. Unless I've used them before and I know that they know the drill. Plus, you know, my cats are precious and they tend to run away if you leave the door open.
True, yes.
So.
And your dog lets himself in.
He does, doesn't he?
He tries to muscle his way past me every time.
It's because he knows you're a soft touch.
It's like, no, dude, you're not. Okay, you're in.
Every time.
Yeah. You're already in. Doesn't matter. You can stay.
Every time.
Hour and a half early.
Had to cancel my plans, which is really irritating.
Well, that is pretty crappy.
Mm.
Why didn't you send them away? I would have expected you to send them away.
I think they just caught me off guard.
Yeah, they really did.
Yes.
Because you would have, I would have normally thought, Coxie, that you'd be like.
Sorry.
Weren't you for 9:30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're early. It's like, well, you'll have to go away and come back. Go drink 3 ice breaks and come back.
So totally me. You can sit out the car out the front and wait until I finish boot camp. Thanks.
Now go sit in the car and have a think about what you've done.
Better than the corner.
And I'll let you in when I get back. Yeah, see, that's weird. I would have thought a call or a text would have made sense.
And that's the point I'm getting to. Being early is just as bad as being late. Either way, you need to give a bit of notice.
Mm.
I don't have a problem if there's a change, and I think most consumers are the same.
Yeah.
They're quite happy for you to be late. They're quite happy for you to be early, but they just need to know it's happening.
Hmm. Interesting. So, listener, now that you've told us if you've ever been stood up. Have you ever been early for an appointment? God, I want to hear from all the tradies who've been early.
I'm
not taking the piss here because I would never do that. But people complain all the time about tradies being late.
Okay, so this is another thing that I think we both speak to our clients about all the time is being late. And we got into the practice of even if the whoever we were sending to site or the builder himself were going to be 5 minutes late, we had to send a text message.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to say we're going to be late. And do you know, that created a reputation of us being on time. It was what was expected from then on in, but it creates a level of trust.
Mm. Well, it's also taking ownership, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Which is one of my favourite topics.
Yes.
So did you send the text message 1 minute before the allotted time?
Just to say you're going to be 5 minutes late?
Yeah.
sorry, I'm running late. It's looking like I'll be 10 minutes late, but I'm still on my way. People really respect that.
Mm.
It's quick and easy to do.
Yeah, I encourage my clients to do the same and have a bit of a rule. It's like as soon as you know you're going to be late or think you might be.
Yes.
It's way better
yes.
to drop a message or a quick phone call, or usually a text because you're probably racing into the mm. other appointment or something. It's like, looks like I'll probably be 10 to 15 minutes late. I'll update you closer, but is that still okay? And it's not I reckon 99.78% of people will text back, yes, that's fine. Even if they're a bit shitty about it,
oh,
it
they
gives
don't...
them the opportunity to
that's
say,
right.
actually, no, I've got to go and get my toenails polished. Can you come back at 3?
Maybe they need to pick up their kids from school.
Yeah. Or finish watching the episode of, I don't know what people watch on TV. Cause I don't
apparently
watch it,
but... Game of Thrones.
What is Game of Thrones all
I don't
about?
Know.
Let's
I've
not do a 4-hour
it.
Episode on that.
Apparently the last one was really long and didn't end the way people thought it would.
Fancy a make-believe show not ending the way people thought it did. I've just upset a whole bunch of Game of Thrones fans.
Yeah, well, everybody's turning off their podcast app.
Does anybody listen to Game of Thrones out there? Listen to. Does watch. Anybody watch it? See, I don't even know. It's a podcast.
I bet there's podcasts about it, though.
Oh, I guarantee it. The amount of Facebook posting I see about Game of Thrones, there would have to be a Game of Thrones podcast. And no, don't share it on our Facebook page, please.
Oh, go on. Do it anyway. I don't mind.
I'll delete it.
He's boring.
I'll get Sharky.
My kids like Game of Thrones.
Mm.
Anywho, I say that they're adults, but you know, they're still mine.
Two questions. Have you ever been stood up? Actually, I want to give a shout out to Tamman. Tamman, sorry, dude, Trewick. He actually played the game with our episode about, we said go comment.
Yeah.
Remember that, what that was about?
No.
We asked a question and he went and commented.
He did, in the group.
Yes. I can't remember what the question was.
Was it Mitch Kelly had done similar?
Yes.
Mitch Kelly's been bagging me out about our shows. Thanks, Mitch.
So there you go, a couple of listeners who actually played along and yes. we said, hey, go comment in the group, Tradies in Business on Facebook. It's a free group. If you're a tradie, make sure you go join it. There's 1,000 plus other tradies in there. But yeah, Tamman made a comment about first world problems. That was it.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It was actually quite a funny post.
It was.
So yeah.
But it stimulated a fair bit of interest too, didn't it?
So if you've ever been stood up, we want to know about it. Who stood you up?
Yeah,
and,
please tell me.
And did you reconnect with them? Was it a client? Was it a suitor?
Was it tell me if it's a date.
Was it a date? Did you have the flowers and the chocolates and they stood you up?
Oh, can you come and tell me if you've ever been on a date? Or is it just me that's never been on a date?
Coxie wants to know what a date is like.
I want
to
know what it's like. Looks what's great it like on TV.
What's it like
looks
to go
awesome
on a real
in the movies.
Date? I'm glad Amy doesn't listen to my podcast anymore.
No, neither does the builder. I'm out of here, he says.
Yeah.
This is too much.
So have you been stood up? They hear enough of our shit.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing.
They hear enough of our shit every day. They don't need to tune into a podcast to listen to it. Have you been stood up? What was the story? Did you get back in touch with them? What'd you do about it? And what was the second question?
I don't know. I'm lost.
I don't know. We were crapping on about something at the end.
Oh, have you ever been early?
That's right. Have you ever been early to a job? How did you deal with it? How did it roll?
Did
was
you,
the client
tell
shitty?
Me text.
Were they shitty that you were early?
Maybe I got my glary face on yesterday.
Mm, you might have.
Mm, it's a good one.
Mm,
I am part Dutch, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I learn everything I know from my grandfather.
I bet. Yeah, so go to, what is it called? Facebook, that's it. Go to the good old Book of Faces.
Book of Faces.
Isn't it amazing where that whole thing started, Facebook? Like a college bloody...
Very smart.
Yearbook, basically.
And online. I love the original premise behind it.
To make lots of money?
No, I don't believe that was the original premise.
Oh, okay. Seems to have achieved that fairly well.
I think you did okay.
Mm.
Humble as he may be.
Apparently.
We love you, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Can you put your rates down?
Yeah, sling us a few mil.
Can you fix the Pages app? It's fucking terrible.
Oh, it is terrible.
Anybody running a business on Facebook and using the Pages app must be... They must have their glary face on every day.
I reckon. Don't DM us because we never get them.
It's a shocker. Anywho, stood up for a date or have you been early? Go to the group on the Book of Faces, Tradies in Business. It's free. If you're a tradie, answer three questions. You'll be in like Errol Flynn. And I've got my radio voice on again, don't I?
Yep.
I can't help it. Who likes my radio voice? Tell me that too.
I can see we're really being switched off everywhere this Friday.
Yeah. No one's going to go and do anything. And you know what? Thanks for listening, tradies.
Thank you.
We love you lots.
We really do.
Love your guts, tradies in business.
Love your guts.
we got some more cool shit coming. Coxie and I have been planning the crap out of this whole tradies in business thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so stay tuned. There was more dead air there, wasn't there? Tricked you.
Did you do that on purpose?
No. There was a bit of a gap and I didn't know what to say and I panicked.
Everybody tuned out anyway. Nobody's listening to this bit. If you're listening to this bit, you've just won a prize. Please get in touch.
Hooroo. What's the prize?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
It's coming out of your wages.
Of course it is.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.